On the night before he gave his life for us, Jesus took some bread and juice, eating and drinking it with his disciples. And this simple meal is something that Jesus said that his followers should do regularly, together in remembrance of him, until he returns. The bread points us to Jesus' body that was given for us. And the juice reminds us of his blood. Blood which was poured out for the forgiveness of the sins of all who would believe. On the cross, Jesus took our sins on himself. God judged Jesus in our place, and Jesus died our death on the cross, granting us eternal life with him. The sins of those who believe is paid for. Jesus' perfect righteousness is ours, and Christians now get to proclaim the good news of his death together by taking the bread and juice in remembrance of him. And when Paul taught the Corinthian believers of the Lord's Supper in 1 Corinthians 11, he gave them a sober warning. He said, we must eat and drink in a manner consistent with the gospel that this meal proclaims. To eat and drink this meal while living a life that is out of step with the gospel is to ask for judgment. Some Corinthian Christians were eating and drinking in a consistently selfish manner that was so out of step with the self-giving gospel that the meal proclaims that God disciplined them even to death. This is serious. Paul gives the command to examine yourselves. We must examine ourselves before we eat and drink. So now I must ask a follow-up question. When should a Christian not take the Lord's Supper? When should a Christian not take the Lord's Supper? So I've heard on more than one occasion from people in our church something like this. I've had a bad week, lots of sin, so I just let the bread and juice pass this week. Have you ever had this thought? Have you ever done this? So when should a Christian not take the Lord's Supper? This is a very serious and very important question with a very simple answer. Never. A Christian should never not take the Lord's Supper. Or more directly, a Christian should always eat the bread and drink the cup after examining himself. This is what Paul says explicitly in 1 Corinthians 11:28. 1 Corinthians 11:28, read it with me and look for three commands. I'll have it up on the screen or you can look in your lap. There are three verbs here. All of them are imperatives. That means all of them are commands. And I've highlighted them in green on the screen. The result of your examining should be eating and drinking. The examination must result in confession of sin and immediate repentance with changed behavior. 1 Corinthians 11:28. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. You see the three commands? They're harder to pick out in English than in Greek, so I've highlighted them in green. There are three commands here. One, examine. Two, eat. Three, drink. Don't eat and drink without examining. But likewise, the Christian must not examine without eating and drinking. Let me repeat that. Don't eat and drink without examining. And likewise, the Christian must not examine without eating and drinking. Paul repeats this command to examine yourself a couple years later when he wrote in 2 Corinthians 13:5. He said, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Or do you not realize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail to meet the test. So we are again commanded to examine ourselves. The idea here is that we would put our lives to the test. We are asked to prove the genuineness of our faith, and we are to endeavor to discover the true nature of our lives. Let me tell you what's not going on here in your examining. We are not commanded to save ourselves. This is not a call to gather up all of your good works and present them to God as if on trial to show that you're acceptable. Jesus' death, which we are proclaiming, demonstrates the folly of any self-justifying efforts. Apart from Christ, we merit only hell. Jesus had to die in our place. Our righteous standing before God is based on His righteousness only, not ours. The worst and best sinner are alike in need of God's grace. So guys, the self-examination, it must not be a legalistic smuggling of merit to the Lord's table. But do you see how the thinking, I had a bad week, I'm just going to let the bread and juice pass, is actually legalistic? Similarly, we must not think, yeah, I had a pretty good week, I think I'm fine to eat and drink this time. You are not proclaiming Christ, but yourself when you do this. You are not to examine yourself to see whether you are good enough this week to merit the benefits of the cross or bad enough so that you don't measure up. Rather, we examine ourselves to see if the benefits of the cross are present in us. Our position at the table was earned by Jesus, not by us. So rather than revealing ourselves, this examination, the self-examination, is to reveal Christ. Do you see that in 2 Corinthians 13:5? Test yourselves. Or do you not realize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you? With the bread and juice before you, the Christian is to look at his life and see evidence of Jesus Christ there. And that's why he's to examine himself and then eat and drink. Because he sees evidence of Jesus Christ in his life. You will see things in your life like love for God, a love for others, self-control, fleeing and hating sin, selflessness, practicing righteousness, delighting in God, humility, and fear of God. Christian, when you examine yourself before eating and drinking, you should see these things and eat and drink. You will not see sinlessness. If you say that you do, God calls you a self-deceived liar in 1 John 1:8. But where you do see sin, you will confess of it. You will confess it and turn from it in repentance. This is evidence that Jesus is in you. So during this self-evaluation, self-examination, seek to find undiscovered sin and then forsake it. Sin forsaken is one of the best evidences of sin forgiven. Sin forsaken is one of the best evidences of sin forgiven. So, Christian, examine yourself, and where you see sin, confess it and forsake it. Give God the glory for the change to nature and forgiven sin that he has given you. This is evidence of his work in you. Then, after you've examined yourself, eat the bread and drink the cup. A Christian should always eat and drink after examining himself. But what about the one who says he is a Christian? The one who says he's a Christian, this could be you, but continues to walk in known sin. What about the one who says he's a Christian and recognizes sin in his or her life, but is unwilling to forsake it. I'm not saying that one should eat and drink after examining himself. Rather, I warn you soberly. If you refuse to turn from your sin, you have failed to meet the test. You should have no confidence that Jesus Christ is in you or that your sins are forgiven. Let me say that again. If you refuse to turn from known sin, please examine your life and look for sin. And if you refuse to turn from known sin, you failed to meet the test. You should have no confidence that Jesus Christ is in you, that your sins are forgiven. Saying that you are a believer, saying that you are a Christian, does not make you one. Jesus himself warned in Matthew 7:21. He said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father." Jesus will declare to those self-deceived ones, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness." Similarly, Hebrews 10:26 warns, "If we go on sinning deliberately after receiving knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a fearful expectation of judgment and a fury of fire." It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. So what graciousness God has given you today in warning you of his wrath to come. He died to free you from sin's penalty and power. So turn to him in repentance and faith. Turn from your sins and turn to God. I pray that this warning will sober you as you examine yourself and cause you to flee from your sin and cling to Jesus in faith. And that as a result of examining yourself, you will turn from your sin. You will pass the test and prove that Jesus Christ is in you and eat and drink with us. But if you say that you're a Christian and you won't immediately forsake known sin, please let the bread and juice pass. You failed to meet the test and you have no confidence of your salvation. Remember, sin forgiven or sin forsaken is one of the best evidences of sin forgiven. So turn. Examine yourself, turn, eat, and drink. And likewise, if by your own testimony you're not a Christian, please let the bread and juice pass. The forgiveness of sin, imputed righteousness, and eternity with God that Jesus' death secured, they're not for you. But why not rather believe? This good news is for all who would believe. So turn to God in faith, then eat and drink with us, and enjoy all the benefits of the gospel. Most of all, God himself. Please don't leave today without talking to me, someone who brought you, or any Christian sitting here. We would love to tell you about this good news so you could enjoy eternity with God. So men, please come serve us. And Christian, after you've examined yourself, eat and drink the bread. Eat the bread and drink the cup with us.